Opening Maramukka that you have in front of you, the Rajbat on Beis Amud Aleph, is what gets us started. And we're going to read the last two lines only for the moment. This is the question which bothered Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph we saw last week. The first parasha of Shel Torah, either the whole parasha of Shel Torah or the Ramban's of only the first pasuk of Shel Torah. Ava Shel Devrayim, Kevin Shikro, Bebeis HaKnesses, Lochivu, O Lachzor Velikros. You don't have to read it again. The question, of course, becomes why? Why? So it's the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan is the Rabbanan. Ain't the Raisin Tikkun. Kriyashma the Rabbanan should at the same time as Kriyashma the Raisin. That's the question. So the answer is the assault of today's Shia, which is that Krishna, aside from being a mitzvah sasei independently, on a rabbinic level is considered part of tefillah. And since on a rabbinical level Krishna is part of tefillah, the Chazal and the Takim that Krishna, the Rabbanim Shalaila, is this man of tefillah's arvus. And therefore he can fulfill the mitzvah before Tzeisek Rechavim, according to Rashi's view, because that's the time for tefillah, as we well know. And the time for tefillah is the same time for Krishma on the level of the Rabbanu. Of course, Krishma, the first parasha, is Krishma d'oraisa. Chazal can't play with it. They can't be lenient with that. That's an independent din d'oraisa of Krishma. That has to be left to Tzeisek Rechavim. That's d'oraisa. And when is that done? Krishma l'amito. This is so, I believe, is important. You saw that, I believe, my Rebbe of Soloveitchik said something similar. I don't know if I found it anywhere in the official Tzavim. I have to look in the Rishimus. Maybe it's there. But Krishma on the level of Rabbanim is considered to be a part of Tefillah. And this is going to explain to us many, many, many halachas. There's another Rashba, Daf Testament Base. Testament Base. You have it in front of you. Adanei Tzachama Kondi Abelezer Nosu Noschar Kriya Bismana. That's the end, because it's over after that. We know that. Mikan ve'elech ad chatzos, schakuya yavinale, schakuya vizmana lo yavinale. Ukinen she'amun b'tgabit tfila, lekamon per tfila sashacha chavava menalef. It's not a mefurashi gemara, if you looked it up, you always look things up, you should have caught the Rashi, but it's no such gemara. He caught a fictitious gemara. It's the riff. The riff is almost like a gemara. The riff on that chavava menalef has this expression, or schar tefila bezmana, as opposed to schar tefila regular. But the obvious question is, Ribbono shel Olam, that's by tefila. Tefila, we know that you daven tefila shachas until arba shos. And after that, says the Rif, it's schar tefila bezmana, schar tefila yavinale, tefila bezmana lo yavinale. But according to Krishna, the time is a time is a time. What really you've made it, you missed it. We know concept of a bismana, shalom bismana, you have schar, but shalom bismana. We never heard of anything by anything but tefillah. You'll tell me, Kabbalah somach shamayim. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. So by tefillah, is it tashlumin or rachmin? So if it's something comparable by shema, Kabbalah somach shamayim, then it should be all day also, even after chatzos. Ah, but if we're right, we understand very well. The Rashba took the Rif, who said it by tefillah, and he extrapolated and applied it to Kriyashma as well. Why? On the Rabbanan, the level, Kriyashma is part of tefillah. It's considered tefillah on the level of the Rabbanan. This we can understand, otherwise very puzzling halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, smart makomas are not here. Everyone's supposed to have a Shulchan Aruch in front of them. It's okay. If you don't have, you don't have. It's a very brief excerpt. I'm going to read to you from the Shulchan Aruch. Those who have should open up. It's in Simen Nun Ches Siv Zayin. Simen Nun Ches Siv Zayin is a very brief shift. Not so complicated. It says something which is quite puzzling. Simen Nun Ches Siv Zayin. Somebody forgot to say Krishna. He missed it. He woke up late. He was an honor. Who knows what? Im lo kara Krishna b'yom yesh omen sheyesh otashlumen b'yaris. Im lo kara b'layla tashlumen b'yom. Who ever heard of the Tashlumen? Tashlumen when it comes to Krishna? Doesn't make any sense. The Vilna Gaon asked the question over here. Yeah, what does he explain? Bishla Batvila, Kamosha Kosov Sham came with the Rachmehu, Daf Chavavim and Aleph. Umikomagam Tsarachin, Mai Tashnim and Shayaka, Umay Yisru, came with Eina Lekakori Batorah. In other words, Tfilas Tashlum is a Chiddush. Otherwise, it's 19 brachas Levatala. Okay, it's Tashlum. Krishma, he asks on the one hand, we don't have no source for this. On the other hand, can't hurt. But the answer is no. It's Tashlum and Batorah's Tfilah. Since Krishma is considered to be Tfilah on level of Rabbana, therefore, according to the first B'day of the Mechaber, there is a concept of Tashlum by Krishma as well. Fine. It's very, very important that we understand the idea of Birchas Krishma as it fits directly into this pattern. It's obvious to us that Birchas Krishma is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, so it should be obvious. We'll get to discuss it down the road. Because we just saw the Gemara. Mikan ve'elech, the Gemara has Meferish and Avtes and Beis, the Mishnah, and the Gemara of Yudim and Beis explains, you can say the Brachas, you can say the Birchas Krishma after the Krishma is over. Can you light Chanukah after Chanukah is over and make a bracha? It's a bracha levatala. So how in heaven's name can you make a bracha on Krishma after the man is over? So the Rashba, the Meiri both say, it's not a bracha, it's a mitzvah. La'atzma nitkenu, they're independent brachas. V'chazu v'yistu, they should say the Shema in this framework. Look at the Rashba, a few places, the Meiri, Yudalaf and Beis, it's the same thing. Fine. The question is, what's the nature of this rabbinic enactment that we say the brachas of Kriya Shema, even though they're not directly related, it's not a brachas of mitzvah, but Shema should be surrounded by these brachas and put into that framework. What is the nature, if we delve a little more deeply into this Takanas Chazal? It seems to me that the reason for this was, through these brachas, Kriya Shema can become a part of tefillah. Otherwise, it's disjointed if you have it. Three parshas of the Chumash and Shmon Esrei, and never the twain shall meet. How do you consider Shema to be a part of Tefillah? The answer is Tefillah is brachos. You surround Shema with its own brachos, even though they're not brachos of mitzvah, and this way the Shema is integrated into the entire pattern of Seder at Tefillah. The truth is the Rambam says so. The Rambam tells us when we begin the Seder at Tefillah. The Furush Rambam in Perek Tes in Ilchos Tefillah. Halacha Aleph. He tells us, when do we begin? How do we, you know, we start? We say brachos in the morning, we say karbonos, we say pesukim v'zimra, no dice. Say the tefillas hatzibur kachu. V'ashacha kol am yoshim v'shliach tzibur yorad v'fnei ha-teva. V'omei v'yemtza am u'maskin am v'kadish. They say yesh me'rava. Baruch hu. U'maskin l'poris al shema v'kol ram v'in onin omen achat kol bracha ol bracha. I read the words again. One more time. A maskil poris al shema v'kol rom v'in onen omen achol bracha bracha v'hayodea, every word that counts, levarech v'likros imo kore achem levarech gol Yisrael. Keep that in mind. We're going to come back to this a little bit later. What do you see in this Rambam? The Rambam is telling us to say the tefillas hatzibur kachu include Krishna. Why? Because Kriya Shema is recited together with its brachos. That's the pshat. This explains another Rashba. We already had two Rashbas, now a third Rashba. The Rashba of Yudim and Beis. Hakori mekan ve'elach lehivsin kam shakori batorah. Am mevorach shtayim lefoner, v'shtayim lacharem. Koser v'aveinu haigon, zal v'perusho. V'av koshor v'viyis, the fourth hour of the day. Af al pi she'ena onosah. This man, as we know, Krishma lapses after 3 hours. Now it's a fourth hour. Mevarim shtayim lefaneh ve'achas yachareh. Why? It's not a birchas mitzvah. It's not limited to the time of the mitzvah. U'bashon mevarim. Dul'acha arba eno mevarim klal. Once the fourth hour passes, you can no longer make yotzeror and avarab, but you can't do it anymore. V'eni odeh azman arba shos minayim. Where do you get this number from? Where do you get it from? Remember we had the Kesef Mishnah last week? You make the brachas all day long? The Rambam says so? Because Krishma derises all day? We don't accept that, as we said, but that's what he said. Look what he says. V'shema mishum, v'zman tfilas ha-shachar Rabbi Yehuda adal et shos, v'nosim lek Rabbi Yehuda. Wow, this is powerful stuff. He's saying, if you say the Birchas Krishna after Zman Tvila, which is, we'll say it's 10 o'clock, right? But it's just giving the average day. Zman Krishna ends at 9, day from 6 to 6, 9. You have an extra hour during which you're allowed to say the Birchas Krishna. If you miss that hour, if it's after 10 o'clock, according to this, it would be considered to be a bracha levatola, and you're over on Losisa. Whoa! That's powerful words. Let's continue though before we finish. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Oh, Shema ad chatzos, kizman tefila l'tanakama. The Tanakama, the Rabbanan, Brachos, Kavavah, Menav, say, kizman tefila is until chatzos. And therefore, again, it's tied to zman tefila, not Rabbi Yehuda's version of zman tefila, but perhaps even as far as chatzos is concerned. And that's interesting. Fascinating. Take a look, if you look in Siman Pei Tes, in Shulchan Aruch, those who have it, Sif Aleph. Siman Pei Tes, Sif Aleph. It's a very serious question. Rabosai, we can say B'Shmon Esrei Tzul Chatzos. The Torah's what? Is that Zmana Tzul Chatzos? Or is only Tashlumin Tzul Chatzos? You can make it up in those 2 hours. Take the Shulchan Aruch and Pei Tes Aleph. Zman Tfilas Al Shachar, Mitzvos Al Ibanets. Okay? Ola Shachar is Yotza. V'nimshach Zman Ad Sof Dal Shol, so Shlish Hayom. V'imto, O Ovar, Ovar, Averis, about Averis, he's too lazy out of bed till 10 o'clock. V'ispalach Adal Shol, Sal Chatzos, Afal Pi She'ein Lo, Skar Tfilim Zmana, Skar Tfilim Yehita, that's exactly the riff that we quoted earlier in the Rashba. Chatzos, you can't have any more Shachris. What do you mean, Ovar? Ovar means b'mezid. Tashlumin is normally b'shogeg. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vav, sh'b'mezid sh'at tefila aras mana, and it's followed afterwards, yotza. It means it's not considered to be tashlumin. If it's tashlumin, there's no tashlumin b'mezid. Oh, no way. Oh, wait, if you take a look and feel this tashlumin, not learning hechos tashlumin now, we'll never get to the end of the summer, I don't know, simen kuf ches, we'll see how far and fast we go. Over here it says in Siman Kuf Chesif Aleph, Tov Onenas Blow Spal Shachris Spal Minchashtayim. Tashlum is only if you either made a mistake or was beyond your control. Not Mezid. Oh no. Mezid is no Tashlumin. Not at all. So here the fact that even Ovar indicates that it's not considered Tashlumin, it's considered Ikos Mano. So wait a second. Turn back to the Siman Nun Chesiv Vav. And he passes like a high go. There's a particular steer. In Nun Chesiv Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says very carefully. Look what he says. Afal pish is man limshar at sofa shoa gimel. Im ova is shoa gimel. Velo kora. Kora is what we're Kol shoa dalit. Shushlish hayom. Like a high go. Im ova shoa dalit. Velo kora. Like Rav Haigon. That implies that Sof Zman Tefila is 10 o'clock. And what's from 10 to 12? Only Tashlumin. If it's Tashlumin, why did you work with Ova? There's a bit of a contradiction within the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know how to answer it directly. It's interesting, although the Shulchan Aruch is clear, unambiguous, that after the fourth hour, you may not say the Birchos Krishma. That's what he says. Beferish, mechaber, no ambiguity, no doubts. Nonetheless, the mechaber says, if you look at it in Mishnah Berurah Chavav, it's a bracha levatola. He quotes Rav Haigon, a bracha levatola, Rosh Vatur, because he quotes Rav Haigon. Nonetheless, if you take a look in the Be'er Halacha, quotes the Mishkan is Yaakov, who says, "B'di'eved ad chatzos k'mo gabei tefila." Maybe to be somech on the summoners and honors that he can say the Birchas Krishna all the way until Chatzos, because it's found in the Maril as well. Amazing. I have to tell you, Rav Osai, I'm sorry to say it, in some, I won't mention the name of the Hasidus, there's one very prominent Hasidus. They daven Shabbos so late on Shabbos morning, it's mind-boggling late. They will not get to the Shmon Esrei until after Zman Tefillin. Okay, so now we can at least justify somewhat, you know. But they say Bruchas Krishma then. It's a Bracha Levatala according to the Mishnah Berurah. So maybe they rely on the Mishnah Yaakov. In the Mishnah Yaakov, the Shtaka Mistagit, Talmud moving to Chaim Balazhina, but you know, Chaim Balazhina made peace with the Lubavitch Rebbe a little bit. Some of the fire and brimstone of the Vilna Gaon was tempered a generation later. So therefore, we can understand how this coalition comes together. Okay? But you should daven those minyanim. Oh no. In our shul, we make Zman Krishma. We don't believe in this late stuff. You know, so we try to do that. Even some shuls, where they don't make Zman Krishma, they don't make Zman Tefillin. But some prominent Hasidus, and even some not so prominent Hasidus, daven very late. I'm just mentioning it in passing now, not to justify it. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara, the Gemara that you all have in front of you, that tells us that the main, we discussed this last week a little bit, those who have a good memory, is the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara tells us, on that Yud Gimel Amud Beis, just for example, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, in the Sefer Brachos, he's opened the Gemaras. The Gemara says, just according to one citation, there are many more, just one citation, it says as follows. It says, a person says, it's the fifth very wide line. Om Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'Nenes B'Sheina Yotza. The Pesuka Kama Tzaron Tfeilo Tzaron. The first pasuk, wake me up from falling asleep. After that, don't bother. Earlier it says, the end of the medium-sized line, Tana Rabbanan Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Zu Kriyishma Shev Yudah Nasi. And he says, Lo Chazina Le the Rebbe De Mekabel Amalcha Shemayim. No, B'Shah Shema V'Yod El Alponav Mekabel Amalcha Shemayim. Which means that the Turgumen would say a few words out loud. He put his hand over his eyes as we do and say, Kriyishma. What about the rest? What happened to the rest of it? Says the Ramban, you see from here, that the first pasuk of Shema, that's the entirety of Shema. That's it. And that's why he says earlier, Tana Rabbanan, the first mid-sized line, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanas Aleiv. The Ramban says famously, this means Kavanas HaMitzvah. No, he denies the existence. The one who says it's another kind of Kavanah, Lo Chavir, it's wrong, because it's against the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. But the Gemara says, Shema Ben HaMitzvah Tzricha Kavanah on the Mishnah HaKorah B'Torah. See, it's a rare than Mitzvah Tzricha Kavanah. No. What about the rest of Shema? Why do we require Kavanah? Mitzvah Drabbanan also require Kavanah, according to many poskim. The answer is, it's not Shema at all, according to the Ramban. It's just Tefillah. It's just like saying Asher Hashem Yisrael. You need Kavanah. You say Asher. You say the rest of Shema. It's like Asher. I don't mean to belittle it. Asher is also very important. But you don't need any special Kavanah or Mitzvah for it. That's what I wanted to prove from this idea of the Ramban. And now we come to the fascinating part two of today's shiur, as much as time will allow. And that is a fascinating question. Is there a din of Shomea Ka'one with respect to Kriya Shema? Yes or no? So, there's a very famous Vilna Gaon. The very beginning of Shnos Aliyah. The very beginning. It's on your second page of the sheet. Me'ema Sai Korin, the very second word of Shas. The Gaon already has what to say. Korin. Omar Korin Veloshin Rabin. V'lo korei, singular. K'moshe katani b'brochus b'shachar b'varech b'loshon yachid. Why? The Vilna Gaon saw everything. He's such a genius. Who mipnei? She b'brochus echad b'varech l'motzi es kulam. Ava kriya shma, eino yachol l'hotzi, ela kol echad tzorech b'nikos b'fei atzmo, v'chein katani korin. Unbelievable, Vilna Gaon. You do not apply the principle of Shomea Ka'onen with respect to kriya shma. Unbelievable. He's been dying from from two letters, Koreh, not Koreh. You have to be the Vilna Gaon for this. Does it mean everyone agrees with the Vilna Gaon? Absolutely not. As great as he was, there were those who came before him and disagreed. The Pre-Chadash, it's not on the source sheet because it's in the back of your Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Pre-Chadash in Siman Samach Beis, I'll read it to you briefly. Those who don't have it, I'll read a brief excerpt from the Pre-Chadash in Siman Samach Beis. Pre-Chadash was a Gedolei Olam Mamish, caused a dispute on this very point. Look what it says. Siman Samach Beis. Look what it says. Amazing Pre-Chadash. When it comes to Kriyashma. Tmihani Allah, said the Prichar, he's dead wrong. The Bechala Torah, Kaiman, Pergula, Bagazel, and also in Brachos, Memheim, and Beis, Shomea Kekore. We call it Shomea Kaona. That's our language. Well, let's take a look. Those are the reality. He quotes the Gemara Brachos, we should look inside. Mem, Hei, Omud, Beis, the Sefer Brachos. What does it say? What does it say? In the middle of the page. Middle of the daf. It'll be it. Shama below ona yotza. That's what it says. Shama below ona yotza. This means, in his words, Shomea Kekore. It's also found in Sukkot Lamed Chesed Beis. If you want to cheat a little bit and see it in Brachos itself, I'll give you a place to cheat. I mean, it's called cheating. It's not really cheating. You find it over here. Entosus Chav Aleph Amid Beis. Halacha l'maisa, what do you do? Chof aleph amud beis. Kosav Rashi, it's the Tosis, the 10th narrow line of Tosis. Chof aleph amud beis. Kosav Rashi, the sukkah that Flamet has. Odom ha-mispal l'shama mi-bechadim kaddish al-kedusha. Oh, this happens to us all the time. You're davening a little bit of a longer Shmona Esrei. And while you're davening Shmona Esrei, if it's Shachas or Minchah, they're saying kedusha. Or if it is Maya of the same kind, what do you do? What do you do? The Yantana, the Shomea Kona. There's the phrase, Shomea Kona. Okay? So, the Pre-Chodesh says, Shomea Kona Kwaiz and Kona Terakula. How dare you, Maram Al Ashker, or Vilna Gon, whoever you are, deny this simple basic fact that Shomea Kona should apply to Krishna? As well as it applies to Kala Torah Kula. These are two clear opinions. But today we're going to focus on the third opinion, HaKosav HaShlishi. And the Kosav HaShlishi is found in the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's Yud Gimel Amud Beis in our print. We have the newest print. What's it on? You don't know? Okay. Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the traditional print of the Rabbeinu Yonah. In the back of the riff. And look what he says. It's page Yud Gimel Beis, the Masechta Vayeshiv, the narrow lines. We start in the middle. Ela Vada. It's about two-thirds of the way down the narrow lines. Ela Vada Pirish and Korsma Shema, which is the Mishnah Megillah, Kibosh Kasa Ram, Sha'af Al Pisha Amru, the Amisha Besodos Anisi, the Lomotzi of the Mesa of the Mishnah. The people work in the fields, they can't come to Shul. Vishatz Valsiyan Yedei Chavasa Mitzvila. And the chazak can be motzi in tefillah. Why? I asked him to look at the shulta yiborim. Because tefillah will welcome karbonos. The same as a carbon tumid. A kohen is makom the carbon tumid in Yerushalayim. And I'm yotzi my chiv chovas carbon tumid as member of the tzibur. Okay? Afilu hachi mi kriyashma eina niftarim. You know, you can't be yotzi kriyashma by just having somebody say it for you. Ella, listen carefully. Ba'amira, by saying it. Uba'anias amen, eino pote, ela ba'asara. Hear what's going on? You want to be Yotze Shema by just answering amen? You need a minion. Ulefichach ein parson al Shema ke lifter as Hashem ba'anias amen, ela biyud. Shem loke, ein anias amen klum. Full stop. Amazing, Rebbe Eliyahu. He has a compromised view as to whether you say Shomea Kona by Shema or don't you. If it's with the minion and in the framework of the brachos, then we do say Shomea Kona. Otherwise, we do not say Shomea Kona. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Who said so? The Magen Avraham quotes in Halacha LaMaisa. Here in Siman Nun Tes, Sivkot Hey, look what he writes. Listen carefully. Look what he says. He says, No, let me get the right spot. Here it is. No. This is not the right spot. We'll have to find a different spot. It's somewhere right here. It's in front of me, but I'm just not finding it now. Where the Magen Avraham quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah on a simple level, that if you have the Kriya Shema with the brachas, then you answer Amen, and you can, in fact, be Yotze in that. Oh, no one. I'm looking the wrong siman. I'm looking in the
Nunches. It's here.
Yeah, I'm looking in the Nunches instead of the Nunches. My mistake. I make better. Thank you for correcting me. Pachos Me'asar. Rav Tamir Ben Yonah, he quotes the word that we just said. Beis Yosef quotes it. Okay? Mashu Da'ayah Be'eno Boki. Timlochen Afetzfila Ne Yosef. Eno Boki. Afilachi Be'krishma Boya Sarah. Kekos Le'Bab Adram Barab Malashka. Oh, we saw him quoted by the Pre-Chodosh. Yeah, that's the one. He quotes it. He quotes the Rav Ben Yonah and understands it exactly as we said it. What's Pshat? What's Pshat? If you say Shemei Kona, even be a chidus. If you don't say it, it shouldn't be even in the minion. How does this help? Here's my answer. Mido Raisa. You do say Shemei Kona. Has to be. Like the Pre-Chodesh. But Rabbanon, since Shema is considered a part of Tefillah, it's considered like Tefillah with respect to Shemei Kona. And when it comes to Tefillah, you need 10 people, and it's limited to an Eino Baki. But there's one big difference between Birchas Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Tefillah, Lechatchila, everyone should say the Shmoneh Esrei himself. Rachmei, it's enough for the Yerushalmi. Birchas Kriya Shema, which is not Rachmei, Lechatchila, you're supposed to be Yosei Shema with the Chazan. If you look in the Tur, in Siman Nun Tes, it says so explicitly. And that's in certain Eidot Mizrachi, they still do it that way. The Chazan gets up and says, Baruch Atam, Amma, Yoteror, Uvore, Hoshech. And everybody sits quiet and says nothing. They listen to it, and they say nothing. And that's the Rambam. The Rebbe said, the Rambam never mentions Shemei Kona and Nichus Kriya Shema. But in Tefillah, as I mentioned to you before, I'll read the words of the Rambam one more time. Umaskil, Upores, listen carefully. Allah Shema, the Koran. Vehein Onin, listen carefully. Onin Omer HaKabracha. Vayodea Levarech Velikros. Every word counts. Levarech Velikros. Imo Kore Asher Levarech Kol Yisrael. That means someone who does not know how to be Levarech, which is a Brachos, or to be Likros, which is a Shema, you Yotze by answering Amen alone is a Tzibur, exactly the same as Rabbeinu Yonah. Amazing. If you know how to do it, you're a bucky, you should say the bracha, and you should be korish kriya shema. If you don't know how, what happens? Master the poris al shema, the kol rom, vein on and omen ha kol bracha, bracha, and the yotze, the brachas, and the yotze shema as well. Pilei ploin mamish. I have about 20 more seconds to try to read you the fourth shita, which is the tzofnas paneach. I'm not commonly calling tzofnas paneach, because that's the raga tshuva. It's not my style, but this is unbelievable. Here's a fourth shita. We'll discuss it at greater length tomorrow, B'siyata D'Shmaya. What's his fourth shita? Look what he says. He says as follows. Hine kabolas olmav l'shamayim, the third line. Sora kolechad v'yechad l'kabol olam, k'mavua b'Yerushalmi. So yeah, but the first parash of Shema, which is kabolas olmav l'shamayim, we do not apply Shomei Akonim. Aber Kriyas HaParsha, Yochel Hotzi. Rishami says, Resh Perek Beis in Brachas, Parsha Rishona Liyachid, Mikan Ve'elach Etzibur, Ritzon Aloma, the Parsha Shnia, Shatz Yochel Ahotzi. Unbelievable. He splits it differently. The Rabbeinu Yonah split it, is there a minion and no minion? Brachas and no brachas. He says, no. First Parsha, no. Second Parsha, yes. How do you explain that? Tune in tomorrow, Mitzvah, same time, same station. We'll try to explain that as best we can. Okay, thank everyone for joining. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you for correcting me. I was looking in the wrong siman. Okay. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah. Thank you all for coming on. Kol tov. Be well. I have to do my Makovis on the Zman. I'll give it to Binyamin. Binyamin is the best typist, that's the one. He's my official typist, Binyamin. Not true?